See You in the Piazza by Francis Mays. Italy, the endless surprise. To know Italy takes 10 lifetimes. Each time I return, I feel the same excitement I knew in the first years of living here. So much to learn. And what luck! I'll have 5 weeks or 6 days or 3 months. Surely I will begin to feel I have a grasp on the place. But Italy remains elusive. Just beyond that hilltop castle, there's a valley of olive trees, then another town, where the stony streets are pale gold instead of gray. The pasta is different there, made with half breadcrumbs. The dialect is unintelligible. The local Duomo's frescoes are painted in apricots and chalky blues, the sublime faces you later see in the local bar. The most vivid pleasures of Italy are the simple ones. You're installed at a table on a sun-drenched piazza. You have your notebook in the whole day. There's nothing you must do to escape but let that sundial cast the shadow on the next hour. Let the apricot facade of a Renaissance palazzo reflect on the faces of those around you. Let the memories of what brought you here rise and facet in your mind. Let the waiter bring that second cappuccino before you set forth into the day. Those magical words are from the opening to See You in the Piazza by Francis Mays. You know, Italy's getting a lot of unfortunate press lately. The COVID-19 virus hit that ancient land and its people with a harshness that is surprising many of us, more accustomed to hearing about the feats and the glories of ancient Rome, the glorious arts and architecture of the Renaissance, or the bucolic wonders of the Campania and Tuscan landscape, the people. So maybe it's time to listen to one of the English language's best-known proponents of all things Italian, Francis Mays, as she offers us an opportunity to bring a generous, appealing look at the Italy of today, an Italy we can look forward to visiting once again, once the virus has passed, with her new travel and cooking book, See You in the Piazza. You probably know Mays from her best-selling book, and book turned into major motion picture, Under the Tuscan Sun. If you enjoyed her love note to the province of Tuscany, I know you'll delight in this beautiful postcard to much more of that Italian boot. See You in the Piazza is, as Mays tells us, a geographically collected series of travel logs, starting with the very north of Italy, in the Piedmont region, up there among the Alps, and moving from chapter to chapter slowly south through the well-known regions of Venetia, Tuscany, Umbria, but lesser-known places as well, Liguria and Puglia, all the way to the heel of the boot and on to Sicily, and with a wild side excursion, to the island of Corsica. Reader's note, not every region, not every corner of Italy receives Mays' attention in this volume. Your favorite corner of the nation may not show up here. But with over 400 pages, we certainly don't feel slighted as a reader. Back to our book, Mays and her husband Ed spend a bit of time in the major cities we all know so well, Turin, Genoa, Rome. But the focus of this lovely travelogue, for sure, is on the smaller towns, the lesser-known regions, the less traveled, but surely no less inviting highlands and lowlands of this so varied and ancient boot-shaped nation, fulfilling the book's subtitle, New Places to Discover in Italy. And as Mays writes more than once about her husband's inclination to take the road less traveled in their adventures, what a great idea for anyone traveling a foreign land. Mace's writing is charmingly colloquial and filled with the wisdom of one who has experienced much in her life. No great philosophical or academic treatises lie in these pages, but much homespun and thoughtful ideas. The reader traveler is invited to linger on a beach, to wander some back street in a town or two with Francis and Ed, to discover what makes each of these towns so uniquely worth our time. Here we find our traveling couple in the outskirts of a town in Lazio. And as Mays writes, on back roads, we pass through sweet countryside of olive groves and yellow wildflowers. then a castle on a tall mound with chopped off edges, leaving the castle perched precariously. How does anyone enter? The walled town spreads across a spur of green mountain, situated much like Cortona, her hometown, our adopted Tuscan hill town. High above any marsh problem, the medieval town, also topped by a castle, takes us back into the Italy we know. Twisty, up and down, cobble streets, some scarcely wider than a person. Sudden long views between stone houses, pastry, cheese, and wine shops. There are tourists, mostly Italians out for a Sunday gita. Not thronged, but enough to fill the few restaurants, we end up at a tiny place named Street Food. The owner squeezes us into a nook adjacent to his friends who are playing cards. Street food, it's not. We love the huge and hearty roasted vegetable sandwiches on crunchy bread, and love joining for a little while the boisterous group next to us gathers us in. I'm always heartened by the genuine friendliness of Italians. Boundless. Americans? I have a brother in Pittsburgh. How did he happen to go there? A story ensues. We're bonded. He offers the coffee, now that we're friends. What a romantic town. Branching and twisting streets full of mystery and surprise. A friend used to have a house here. When I mention her name to the owner of the ceramic shop, she remembers her well. Ah, La Susanna. We take a photo together to send to her. When I buy a platter, she gives me a big discount. Everywhere, the human touch. The natural intimacy that sets apart life in Italy from life anywhere else. For all of Italy's ancient and Renaissance glories, Frances Mays does not linger often in ancient Roman ruins or in Gothic, Romanesque period cathedrals, though she certainly does point out the wonders to be seen and experienced in them. Those of us who prefer reading about her experiences with the Italy of today, a fanciful blend of the old and the new, are in for plenty of magical moments, especially well-pictured anecdotes of B&B she and her husband Ed discover, people they meet as they open themselves to new experiences, and most of all, cafes and neighborhood restaurants where the food is always a culinary adventure, and Mays's obvious interest in the chef's creations. Occasions are made for the sharing of local food gossip and recipes she is often glad to share with our readers. Indeed, this book is sprinkled with those recipes from her travels in Italy, certainly something to read on their own. With the eyes of an experienced traveler, Mays's observations are varied, thoughtful, and most of all fun, as she bounces from the wonderful differences in the taste, the texture, the olfactory delights of truffles from her beloved Tuscany to the truffles from the lands she explores on the other side of the Apennine Mountains in the marsh. Her prose is delicate enough to note the subtle differences in the ambient light between Tuscany, diffused, and the Adriatic-facing beaches of Puglia's bright white light. Note, a piazza, for those who do not yet know, is an open square that is the centerpiece of so many Italian towns, a locus of local activity from foregone days of yore to today, a place where tourists can, with Mays and us as readers, mingle with the locals. Piazzas are as well the center of some of Italy's grandest and most memorable architecture, as Mays implies and tells us in these pages. See You in the Piazza is indeed a fitting title for this book. This is a Frances Mays book, so recipes, as we alluded earlier, are an integral part of the stories told. And these recipes are gathered from both her own extensive cooking experience and from the chefs she and her husband have come to know during their many Italian sojourns. A really rich blend of traditional and contemporary foods. I think you'll find at least one or two you'd like to try your hand at home. And thank goodness, as I mentioned, the recipes are right here in the book. If you've ever experienced Italy, you'll find the warmth of the sun and of the people reflecting back at you in these pages. If you've yet to travel to this land from which so many Americans' ancestors hail, this is an invitation to travel there. Get off the beaten path once in a while. and discover, as Mays and her husband Ed did, that Italy offers surprising delights for all of the senses around nearly every corner of its boot-shaped lands. Let's finish by reading from the epilogue. Mays and her husband have returned to their beloved home, and she tells us, "I've been unfaithful to Cortona. I've imagined preferring to live in other places. If I were looking for home now, I might choose one of them, but how would I? My Aunt Hazel claimed her 13 beaux sat on the front steps the afternoon she announced the one she would marry. Although I'm certain that's apocryphal, I enjoy imagining such a dilemma in the town I would choose." Cortona. Now I understand this town as a jiggled little piece in the complex jigsaw of places forming the astounding country of Italy. We never finished the 1,000-piece puzzle in Puglia, and I will never finish exploring this country. As T.S. Eliot wrote, "And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from." Hopeful and true, these words. I'm again relishing walks on the Roman road, coffee in the piazza every morning, cooking from my garden, Wednesday night dinners at the Cardinale's house. I know there are amazing people in other places, and some cranks too, but the friends I've known for many years are not replicable. Plus, I'm in love with my rooms full of books and collections, my blue stove, lemon pots and kitchen herbs, the lion's head fountain spilling music. This is memory's crucible, family and friends who blossom here. 6-hour feasts under the stars, all the books I've written in my third floor study, even the mysterious hurts that visit now and then. So many other cities, gorgeous and refined, a fairy tale setting, knockabout beach town, where everyone lives to be 95. Oh, so many other contenders. But it turns out that Cortona already has imprinted his home, the perfect place to start from. When Ed hauls the luggage from the storeroom, I stuff the book bag, and it's time again to go. See You in the Piazza by Frances Mays. New places to discover in Italy, and quite a few recipes as well. I think you will enjoy it. It's available at all of our fine libraries, through curbside as well, including the West Lafayette Public Library. Thanks for listening.